Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Rachel. Rachel, we have a new heavyweight champion of the world.
We do. In the UFC, we have Francis Ngannou. Just stunning. Stunning. From top to bottom. Let me just say this. From top to bottom. Not just like he had a stunning knockout and that was it. Everything he did, as long as that fight lasted, like it was really good.
He looked like a complete heavyweight. A completely different fighter that lost to Stipe Miocic in the first fight in 2018. He looked patient. I mean, he looked scarier, right? He had great takedown defense. He turned that around on Stipe. And man, from the beginning, he knew Miocic was in trouble. You kind of felt the same way in the last fight, but this fight just seemed different. And then he knocked him out in the second round. It was amazing.
It was also, can I say, like simultaneously, like it happened. And my heart like soared for Francis and broke for Stipe.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this earlier in the week. We like both the guys.
Love both guys.
And yeah. Seeing any champ lose, you know, by such a vicious knockout, you know, is hard to watch.
It seems like that was also the same in the MMA community. People just genuinely seem to love both Stipe Miocic and Francis Ngannou. I will say that Stipe, I mean, he's been the greatest UFC heavyweight champion in history. He is the most decorated UFC heavyweight champion in history. A lot of people have considered him the best MMA heavyweight champion in history, even better than Fedor Emelianenko. Listen, Francis Ngannou just wiped him out in the second round.
Yeah.
In a dominant way. And now he's the scariest dude I've ever seen in my life, Rachel! He's scary.
I'll be interested to see what Stipe has to say after, you know, some time passes. Does he want to, you know, grab the rubber match in this one-on-one?
How would you even do that? Like, I don't understand how do you... I mean, I don't understand. What are you going to try this time? I don't know. He won the first fight, so
yeah.
He definitely deserves it if he wants it. But I'm like, man, this dude, Francis, I mean, I'm not even sure. Maybe... I mean, I don't know. Francis is a scary proposition.
Francis looked completely dominant, but to what you said, people have considered Stipe just as dominant of a fighter. So
he's been dominant over the long haul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as wins and losses go, but Stipe's been he was the underdog in this fight. He was the underdog his last three fights if you count this fight. So he didn't have that air of I don't know. I'm scared of Francis. Francis is a nice guy. I talked to Francis, and his story is amazing.
Yeah.
If you want to learn a life lesson, if you want to see somebody who lives out The Alchemist, the book The Alchemist, who did that, here's a guy who did that. Amazing journey for him. I'm so, so happy for him, and my heart is hurt for Stipe. But you know what? Stipe's had a great career, and he fighters win and lose, and this is part of the deal.
This is not his first loss.
No, so he's fine. Stipe's fine.
That's why I'm curious of what Stipe would say, because he was on the other end of all those punches, so only he knows exactly how it all felt. Different than maybe how it all looked.
And he ate some of those.
Because, like, they're fighters. Like, this is what they do. And so what happened with Stipe is that he ran in to that left hook that ultimately ended the fight. And so what that was an error. That was a mistake. You don't do that. You don't turn and walk into like just somebody's punch like that. And so had he not done that, you know, the fight would have went on longer. How would Francis looked over, you know? Again, I think Francis looked extremely dominant in this fight, but I am curious about that. Now, the wider sports world is saying Francis John Jones, and I'm like...
Well, John Jones has been talking about... They've been actually... Remember, this started on social media last summer. John Jones wanted to fight Francis, but he wants to get paid money, a lot more money for it.
Yeah.
But the UFC didn't want to give him more money, so John said maybe he's going to retire. It was a whole thing, remember? Okay, so now... John's been putting on that weight. He looks pretty swole. That's the biggest fight that can be made in the heavyweight division easily, and arguably the UFC, because you're like, you know, like, John Jones is the best MMA fighter probably ever, but I don't know. Like, Francis is a pretty scary dude. I don't know.
That is like crazy. Your first fight at heavyweight.
You're going to jump in there with Francis? That's yeah, the first fight, too. That's rowdy.
Yeah.
So that, like, will be awesome.
I don't even have a chance to see Jon Jones at, like, with this extra weight on him and see what he looks like before he gets in the cage. He doesn't
even get to see that.
You know? And, like, people already have graphics up with, like, the tail of the tape showing these two guys, except for their weights, because we're not quite sure on Jon Jones right now. It's pretty wild. So I am curious, and not to mention that seems like Dana White is, you know, getting a little acute about whether or not he's going to make this fight, being like, you know, maybe.
Yeah, he's getting a lot cute. Is what he's
getting. Telling Jon Jones to go back down to 185, you know.
He's not even been at 185.
Jon Jones is a far cry right now from 185. You know, he's put on a lot of weight. And so I just think it's crazy. But here's an interesting thing. When you talked to Jon Jones, you interviewed him, he said that he's had the same struggle. Like, do I need some fights to get used to the new weight class? He's like, or do I just go in and fight for the title right out of the gate because I'm going for greatness? And there's something to be said about that. So you talked about, you know, Francis Ngannou following his personal legend. And his is a very dramatic, right?
Yeah.
But everybody has their personal legend. And so Jon Jones has to think about that. And he said, you know, looking back over his life, that that's kind of what his life has been. That he doesn't take, like, he's not slowly working. He just, like, does big things. So this may happen. It may happen.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I hope it happens because it's a huge fight. It would do huge numbers. And man, if Jon Jones could beat Francis, that would be a pretty fat feather in his cap. Do they get feathers in caps? Is that what they do now? They're like, you know what you need? You deserve for this win a feather in your cap.
They'll just switch it. Instead of getting belts, they'll get feathers.
Sorry, bird.
They're like, feathers.
Yeah, instead of and they get little, like, diamonds or whatever for their East defense. You'll get a feather in the cap. That's the old way. That's what Jack Dempsey got, maybe. Riding them trains. What? That's...
A couple side notes on UFC 260. A lot of fights fell off, right? But it was a little sad to see Tyrone Woodley, you know, got another loss there, and that's always hard. On the flip side, it was nice to see Sugar Shane O'Malley get a win.
He looked good. He's fun to watch. He's such a great striker and such an interesting style. It's like a karate. He's not a karate fighter, but he fights in a karate style. And he's really, really accurate. He's just an interesting person. He's fun to watch fight. And I can't wait to see what the rest of his career is like.
We caught an afternoon boxing match, a heavyweight match. This was like a night of heavyweights because we also watched Ngannou defeat Stipe Miocic over at the UFC. But Dillian White took on Alexander Povetkin, and this was their rematch, and got his revenge KO. Man,
got that revenge KO, baby. He had lost in the first fight. He had knocked Dillian White down. Dillian White had knocked Alexander Povetkin down, went in for the kill, and then got the uppercut from the deepest pit of hell into at the top of his brain and got knocked out. And it was like one of the best knockouts of the year. Well, he got the rematch. He came in to Back in Black! Man, and did you see the walk-ins for these fights? They were just absurd. It was like, this is mostly just walkouts. Anyway, he got in there, used his long jab. I mean, Dillian White's a really good fighter, and he hasn't got a title shot. He definitely has deserved one. But, of course, now he'll have to wait. You know, because he was set up for one and then lost to Povetkin, wins this fight. And, of course, everybody wants to see Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to see that first. But Dillian White won the fight. And now, Rachel, now they want to put him in with Deontay Wilder.
I think that's interesting.
Yes, I love that fight.
Yeah, when I heard about it, I was kind of like, well, first of all, I wonder if Povetkin wants the third fight, right? Because they're all split 1-1, and a lot of people questioned how ready he was for this fight since he was recovering from COVID, and
he just got it yesterday.
And then the other thing that I thought was, I haven't followed Wilder a lot. I know he kind of maybe said some crazy stuff after, you know, his...
Yeah, a little bit. He said some things.
And so I'm kind of wondering, how ready is Wilder to kind of be back in the heavyweight division now that he's not, like, he doesn't have a belt around his waist.
I think the best thing that can happen for Wilder, wherever you stand on Wilder, Wilder needs to get back to fighting and get back in the ring. Whatever you think about his loss to Tyson Fury, one thing Wilder can do is separate people from their senses if he lands his punch. Mm-hmm. That fight with Dillian White is a fascinating fight. If Wilder could win that fight, he would definitely be back, right back into title contention. And I would like to see that happen.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great opportunity for Dillian White.
That's for both guys, I really think it's a great fight. I love the fight. Please make it happen. And then the winner would be set up for whoever wins. Joshua versus Fury, 1 and 2. And 3, maybe. Right? Because you know how they're like, oh, well, I'll fight you if I get a rematch. Me too. You know, they just, so, yeah. And then they never fight. They've been talking about this fight for like, how long have we been talking about Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua? Huh? How long, Rachel?
Yeah, but I mean,
1906, we first mentioned it.
We talked about it because we want it, right? But they had both had other fights lined up, so they had to get by those. I don't think it's necessarily been that long. We've been through a pandemic. I think it feels like it's been a really long time.
That con. I mean, in the meantime, I watched Francis Ngannou, UFC heavyweight channel, rip somebody's spine out like a predator. He was like, ah. He didn't really do that.
What do you think?
But he is nicknamed the Predator.
Do you think Stipe Miocic, who just lost, so he's probably not thinking about this at this moment. But you and I can, because we didn't just have our lights knocked out. Yeah. What about him fighting? Because he said he wants Anthony Joshua or Tyson Fury to come over to the boxing ring.
I think that went up in smoke the way Conor wanted to fight Manny Pacquiao and then lost.
And then they're like, well,
it's only interesting if you're the UFC heavyweight champ. If you're, even if you're arguably the most decorated ex-UFC heavyweight champion in history, you're still ex. Maybe they should get Francis in there. How about Francis Ngannou versus Deontay Wilder? I mean, there's just a lot of fun fights to be made within the UFC on its own, within boxing on its own. Let's just focus on that. Can we get Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua in the ring, please? I want to see that fight.
Glad to see that. And here's the other thing, guys. I got to see other heavyweights in action. I know we're waiting on that fight. I heard somebody say there's a logjam in the heavyweight division. But that's just all of combat sports. There's always, because it's like the minute you get a title around your waist, all of a sudden it takes you much longer to get fights.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so this always happens, but I need to see other movement, and there's plenty of fights to be made in the heavyweight division.
Show us. I'm on your side. Get him, Rachel.
All right.
Until the next time we meet again, I'll sing you a song, but not a good one.
Okay.
I'm Kelsey, that's Rachel, this is Real Talk.